We've left the safe comfort of the Guardian studio offices now to walk along the canal, which is just outside. It's a lovely day. And I'm joined by our science correspondent, Ian Sample. For what reason are we out here?
Well, I thought it might be good to show you a bit about some of the research I'm writing up today, why we swing our arms the way we do when we walk. And it might seem something that's obvious to you, but that's what science is all about. It's looking at those things which are, you know, every day that we all take for granted and asking that question, do we really know why we do that? So if you look at what I'm doing, my right arm goes forward as my left foot goes forward, and my left arm goes forward as my right leg goes forward. So it's nicely balanced. Now, there was a time when people thought that the reason we swing our arms might actually be some sort of evolutionary vestige of our life on all fours, because, you know, we're swinging our arms, but they're not touching the ground, so how are they helping us? What these researchers at Delft University in the Netherlands have done is they've actually worked out properly why we swing our arms the way we do when we walk. And it turns out it saves us an awful lot of energy. If you try and keep your arms to your side as you walk along, you find actually it's a lot harder.
You look silly.
I look very silly, but also a lot harder. And it's actually, in terms of energy, it's about the equivalent of carrying a 10-kilo backpack on me or a couple of bags of shopping. If you try the maddest one, which is when your right leg goes forward with your right arm and your left leg goes forward with your left leg. Come on, try this.
Okay.
You're walking like a sort of plastic Star Wars figure or something like that, like that might. And that is costing you 26% more energy than if you just relax and walk normally.
So why are you expending more energy?
Well, if you think about it, as you move one leg forward, the leg you're standing on is being subjected to a twisting force. And every time you walk forward, the other leg you're on is twisting one way and then the other. And if you didn't have your arms to stabilize, you'd actually be wiggling around as you go forward. You wouldn't be going forward in a straight line. So if you didn't have your arms, you have to use a lot of muscle work in your legs to keep yourself going straight. It's like when you're walking on ice. You have to really tense your muscles to make sure you're not twisting around at all. But if you just relax and let your arms do that work for you, it counters the twisting of your legs.
As you started out earlier saying you don't really think about this, well, the body doesn't. We do it automatically. So what use is this research?
Well, one thing that's probably handy about this research is that actually knowing why we walk the way we do, why we swing our arms the way we do, and the amount of energy it saves can help people improve on rehabilitation programs for people who may have had strokes or can't walk for some other reason. But there's also a definite use for this in perfecting walking robots. I mean, we think of a lot of robots running around on wheels and on tracks, but obviously we all want to see them walking around on legs as well. And this is the kind of research that will really help you nail how you do that. And also in doing it, it's going to cost, it's going to, you know, require the least energy to do it. So that means your battery power and your bills and so on for running these things is going to be cheaper.